Community colleges like Ivy Tech are bursting at the seams with record numbers of 21st century students, working adults, single moms, minorities, and veterans. About two-thirds go part-time, says Ivy Tech President Tom Snyder.
Really, we're the gateway for much of the working population that want to improve their chances.
Nearly half of all U.S. students attend a community college. In Indiana, it's only about one-fifth. Indiana was late to the game, but now, with 165,000 students, Ivy Tech is the fastest-growing, largest single-accredited community college system in the country. It's the on-ramp for students, young and old, who want a degree. But there are speed bumps, like very low graduation rates, Higher Ed Commissioner Teresa Lubbers.
Our community college is that we're only graduating 10 to 12% of our people. By any measure, we've got to do better than that.
Tom Snyder agrees.
About 45% of our people after 6 years are successful, and that is they either graduated, transferred, or they're still in school. So that's the measure we go. Is it good enough? Absolutely not.
Juggling work and school, 24-year-old Brittany Redd is determined to graduate from Ivy Tech and beat the odds.
Before I actually start receiving financial aid, I would basically work a full-time job and work and pay off school. So I would work full-time, go to school full-time.
Brittany couldn't afford to stay at a four-year school. And afford is the key word for most Ivy Tech students. Clint Whitson is in charge of student services.
For most of us, we don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from, housing, where am I going to stay tonight? Do I have enough rent money to get me through another month? That's a daily, a weekly, and a monthly thing for our students.
With an average graduation rate of 4 years, remediation is another speed bump, says Teresa Lubbers.
The thing that is killing us, a lot of these places, is that our students are coming to college needing remediation. About a quarter of all students need remediation, and about 70% of our students who start at Ivy Tech need remediation.
Ivy Tech Chancellor Kay Walter agrees, but says a 70% remediation rate should mean calculating on a different scale.
And so our national way of counting students says they're all failures. In fact, it says I was a failure because I worked full-time and it took me 7 years to finish my bachelor's degree.
But an AA degree has currency. Ivy Tech's programs in hot job sectors like allied health, nursing, information technology, and computer design are the state's engine of workforce development.
I would say our employers are screaming most loudly right now for those associate's degrees.
Derek Redelman of the Indiana Chamber says an associate's degree often pays better and is in more demand.
If you get an associate's degree, even in a health field, you will make on average more than a bachelor's degree.
So what are some solutions? Brian Bosworth of Seattle-based FutureWorks has three innovations. First, compress class time.
We have to figure out how to squeeze that seat time down to the absolute minimum. Shatter this myth that it's okay just to wander around a community college.
Meaning more advising, more block programming, and
you don't have to sign up for individual courses, you sign up for the program.
That's the Tennessee model you'll hear more about in coming reports. It has a 70% completion and placement rate. Ivy Tech has begun similar accelerated programs to beef up the workforce and its graduation pipeline. President Snyder.
We doubled our graduations in the last 5 years. I think we can double it again in the next five. And if we do that, it'll make a big mark in Indiana.
I'm Dion Willis in Indianapolis.